Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masech Tesukah, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Yod. Kemaseil b'chayol, the same way Nesach HaMayim was done during the week, kach maseil b'Shabbos, essentially, was performed the same way on Shabbos. There was actually no difference in the actual Nesach HaMayim. The problem was filling up the special jugs with the water. We can't carry on Shabbos, and bringing it from outside the Beis HaMikdash into the Beis HaMikdash is carrying from the Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. So what did they do? So let's just explain. You may say, what's the problem? Just fill it up with the same tzlichus you use during the week, fill it up from before Shabbos, and keep it in the Beis HaMikdash Friday night. There's a problem there. Because anything that's put into a kli shareis, an official keli that's kodesh for the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, becomes pasul belina. So if we keep that water in the tzlichus overnight, you can't use it the next morning. And we can't draw it the next morning because we can't carry, so how do we perform the Nesach HaMayim on Shabbos? The answer is, there was a special barrel. Erev Shabbos, there was a special big golden barrel that was not a klei shareis. It doesn't have kedushas haguf. And the mela, when the water stays in this barrel overnight, it does not become pasul. So again, sakta mishnah. Kimaseu v'chayel, just as the mitzvah of Nesach HaMayim is performed on a weekday, kach maseu v'shabbos. So would they mekayim the mitzvah on Shabbos? Ella rather, shoyim emali me'erev Shabbos, they would fill up from Erev Shabbos, chavis shel zahav, a special barrel that was not an official kli shareis, she'eina mekadeshes. That's the whole point. It shouldn't become pasul belina. They would fill up this barrel min hashalayach, from the special well that was near Yerushalayim, umenicha belishkan. They would put it in a special chamber. Tomorrow, in the morning, they would fill up the tzlaiches, which they usually drew the water with. They would fill it up from this barrel. Nishbecha, well, what if they didn't and the water spilled? Einizgalsa, or the cover came off, and uncovered water becomes pasul. So now I don't have kosher water for Nesach HaMayim. So what they would do then was, Hayimimali, they would fill up the regular tzloiches that they used every day, but they couldn't fill it up from the shaloyach outside of Yerushalayim because you couldn't carry on Shabbos. Rather, they filled it up in a kiyar, from the kiyar that the Kehanim used to use to be Mekadesh their hands and feet. Now, the water in the kiyar never became pasul belina. You know why? Maybe you remember a Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma. In the evening, the kiyar went into a special bar that was in the karka, in the ground, so that the water should be connected with that water, and therefore it doesn't become pasul belina. Remember the Mishnah, Afhu, referring to Ben Katan, Asim Muchni Lakir, made the special wheel that the water goes into the water that's under the ground? The reason I would have to take it from the kiyar is because Shehayayin v'hamayim ha-magulin, either wine or water that was left open, psulim l'gabi ha-mizbeach, would be pasul for the mizbeach. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, the same way they performed the mitzvah on a weekday, they did it, that is the mitzvah of Nesach HaMayim on Shabbos as well, the one difference being, they had to draw the water from Erev Shabbos, and you couldn't put it into the regular tzlichus, because that was a kli shareis, that was an official keli that had kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash, and any such keli, if you would keep the water in it, it would become pasul overnight. As soon as the Amid HaShachar comes, it would be pasul. So rather, they had a special golden barrel that was not an official kli shareis. They went Erev Shabbos, they put the water in here, brought it to the Beis HaMikdash before Shabbos. In the morning, they poured it over into the tzlichus. If it spilled or it was uncovered, they would take the water from the kiyar, because mayim megulim, or yayin megulim, uncovered, wine or water would be pasul for the mizbeach. Uncovered water or wine could be considered a sakana, because maybe a nachash came out from behind the keli, let's say by the handle where it could hide, drink, and then return to that hidden place. And meanwhile, it dropped its venom, its poison. There's a machlokes in the Gemara, but would it help to sift the wine? Even though there are shittas that hold, it may help to sift the wine, but not for the mizbeach. That's based on a pasuk in Malachi. Hakriveyuna lefecha secha? Would you present this to your governor? Hayirtzecha? Will he be pleased with you? Oya yisaf enecha, or will he favor you? You wouldn't give it to a governor, but to Hashem you would give such a thing? So if you wouldn't give this type of wine to a governor, we don't use it for Nesach HaMayim. Today, some say, we're not so worried, it's not so shchiach for snakes to come and put their venom into things. Although, as you will see in Shulchan Aruch Siman Ayin Resh Veiz, which is really Resh Ayin Veiz, we don't want to say the word Rav, we still won't use it for Kiddush. And the Mechaber says, Afilo ha'idna deloy kabdina nagilo, even bezman hazeh, that we don't have snakes around Baruch Hashem as much. we still won't use it for Kiddush for the same reason they wouldn't use it on the Mizbeach. Hakriveyu na. Lefechosecha, would you give it to your governor? But if it's only open for a short time, says the Mishnah Berurah, we're not so makbid, as long as the taste doesn't start leaving from it.